It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Duchenne muscular dystrophy is a genetic disease caused by the lack of a protein called dystrophin, which protects muscles from damage.
It's generally diagnosed at around age 2 to 4 years old, with children having difficulty walking or crawling. And so it's a progressive muscle degeneration throughout their lifetime.
Most people with Duchenne MD die in their 20s. But last year, the FDA approved a gene therapy which can produce a version of dystrophin in muscles, giving DMD patients hope for longer lives.
And as we get closer to treating the muscle symptoms of this disease, parents are really looking for information and research on what is happening in the brain.
Jason Kew is a neuroscientist at UT Health San Antonio, and he says kids with DMD often have neurodevelopmental disorders like autism and ADHD. He's trying to figure out if dystrophin deficiency has a role in this, too.
What is the function of dystrophin in neurons? How does loss of dystrophin change the function of neurons? And can we find ways of restoring neuronal function in the absence of dystrophin?
Answering these questions could help scientists better understand the underlying mechanisms of many neurodevelopmental disorders. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.